and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. 2 days after a gunman fired off one shot, hitting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a speaking event at Utah Valley University, Utah's Governor Spencer Cox today says they have a suspect in custody identified as Tyler Robinson. The governor credited the 22-year-old's family for reaching out to law enforcement. Cox also says authorities analyzed spent and unspent cartridges from a rifle found in the woods near campus.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist, exclamation point, catch, exclamation point."
FBI Director Kash Patel says there was an overwhelming public response with over 11,000 leads. Patel says there's no indication so far anyone beyond Robbins was involved in the killing. A motive is still unknown. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. It's got lawmakers thinking about how to keep themselves and their staff in the Capitol safe. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
The Assembly has already started its session after a summer vacation. The Senate won't begin again until October. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. This is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Turang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year, it feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on, but it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm to wrap up the work week with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly prior to midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of 64. Mostly sunny Saturday, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Amazing stuff. The State Department, by the way, is warning immigrants not to mock Charlie Kirk's death. They're looking at the social media of people who have green cards or who have applied for permanent status in the United States, and saying that this is the State Department indicated on Thursday that it would review the legal status of immigrants, quote, praising, rationalizing, or making light of Charlie Kirk's fatal shooting. Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau on X said, I want to underscore that foreigners who glorify violence and hatred are not welcome in this country. We have directed our consular officials to take appropriate action. So clean up your social media feeds. And teachers, firefighters, elected officials, even a cable news contributor have lost their jobs or are under investigation after comments they made about Charlie Kirk. Less than 24 hours after his death, school employees in Tennessee, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Mississippi, and Ohio are all being investigated for posts that they made. A South Carolina teacher was fired for saying thoughts and prayers to his children, but in my humble opinion, America became greater today. There I said it. A teacher and city councilor in Cornelius, Oregon, wrote, the assassination really brightened up my day. See, I wouldn't say that. I mean, another one, why are you all sad? You're mad, said it was worth it. That got the National Football League's Carolina Panthers PR guy fired. And, of course, Matthew Dowd got kicked off MSNBC. And the Florida Education Commissioner wrote a letter to public school superintendents in the state containing a threat to teachers who publicly expressed negative opinions about Charlie Kirk that they could be, quote, subject to an investigation. The witch hunt has begun. The horse wrestling of Charlie Kirk, the Reichstaggebirge fire has begun. Meanwhile, down in Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, the former president of Brazil, got a 27-year prison sentence for trying to overthrow the government. He basically did exactly what Donald Trump did on January 6th. He whipped up a crowd and got them to attack the Capitol building to try to overturn the outcome of an election that Bolsonaro himself had lost. And four of the five Supreme Court justices voted to find him guilty, along with seven other defendants. One judge voted to acquit. Brazil's foreign ministry said that threats like the one Rubio made, this Marco Rubio said, quote, the United States will respond accordingly to this witch hunt. And so the foreign ministry of Brazil said that threat, and you should not attack Brazilian authority, and ignores the facts that the compelling evidence in the records of the compelling evidence in these records and that these will not intimidate our democracy. Amazing. The Brazilians did what the Biden administration was unable to do. Or at least Merrick Garland was unable to do. I can't lay this at Joe Biden. He made a good faith effort to separate the Department of Justice from politics, which is a good thing. But the guy he put in charge, Merrick Garland, was just way too timid. Meanwhile, this morning on Fox and Friends, Trump, Ainsley Earhart said, what do we do about our country? You know, she was talking about the political polarization. And she said, we have radicals on the left and right. People are watching videos and cheering. Some people are cheering that Charlie was killed. How do we fix this country? How do we come back together? And Trump replied, he said, I couldn't care less. Radicals on the right are radical because they don't want to see crime. Radicals on the left are the problem, and they are vicious and horrible and politically savvy. They want transgender for everyone, open borders, worst thing that happened to this country. And then he goes on a rant, you know, I solved inflation, and et cetera. So Trump is quite happy with political polarization, apparently. You know, I mean, he just said, I don't give a damn. And I, you know, it's just genuinely astonishing, the state of affairs right now. So, what's on your mind today, Eric in Rome, Georgia? Hey, Eric, what's up?
Yeah, I disagree with what you said by trying to censor people, what they have to say. You know, the Democratic Party, we're a big coalition. We have different segments of our, who are going through different stuff. Just like what affects white Democrats don't affect black Democrats and Jewish Democrats. We are a coalition. We have to accept each and every section of our party. That's the reason why we lose, because we get in office, we neglected the black population. This is what I'm saying. What we found out later on was that the majority of Hispanics in this country, they voted for Trump. 53% voted for Trump. What you Democrats need to do and what we need to do is you need to put this in the hands of the Hispanics who voted for. You have people like Rubio, Ted Cruz. That's the reason why Trump put these people up there, J.D. Vance, because he can get the poor whites. Rubio can get the Hispanics. And the Democratic Party, you still have those same consultants and people up there who lost the election. You still are running down a rat hole with those same issues. Start advertising, voters beware, voters remorse of the Hispanic population. And also, Trump is smart. What did he do at his first? He had Gary Cohn, a Jewish person, as his right-hand man. What do he have now? Steve Witkoff is his right-hand man. You know, if you really look at it, he's an anti-Semitic. His wife, in their divorce papers, said he kept all of his memoirs on his nightstand. This is Project 2025. This is where you get it from. It's Hitler. Hitler was a Christian nationalist. This is what Hitler said out of his own mouth. You know, you had a lot of Jews who were complicit with Hitler during this time until he turned on them as the bankers and realized they were the rich people, that he had to do something with them, took all their riches and things. This is what I'm saying, just like now here in America. A lot of you white people, you know, you have the husband might be for Trump and the wife might just be neutral and go along and vote that way, the majority of white women again. All these things Trump has did, such as the abortion incident thing. Voted for Trump, you know, and hit, just like Rubio and Cruz, they're Cubans. And when they come over here, this is what I'm saying. Why did they leave Cuba, Rubio? Because he was on the wrong side. He was all right with
Batista. I don't get what the point of what you're saying here, Eric. What am I missing?
What I'm saying is, man, you're talking about Hispanic. They are the reason why Trump is in office.
Well, arguably, I mean, you could say the same thing of white women. You could say the same thing of the, 8 or 9 or 10% of black people.
And what he's doing is legal. The Supreme Court has legalized what he's doing.
Yeah, no, I get all that.
It's not illegal. Biden could have did this. I tried to call and tell Biden, pass the minimum wage, do the same thing as Trump doing. If the states don't raise it to $20 or $15 for an hour, take away the federal funding from those states.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with what Trump is doing. You know, this is the Democrat Party is just weak, man. This is what I'm saying. Police reform.
I got it. Eric, thanks for the call. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. We'll be right back. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Whispers in the shadows, marching in the street. Power in the iron fist, silence in the beat. Voices fading quietly, drowned by the fear. History repeating, the warnings crystal clear. They said it could never happen, not in this land. But freedom slips like water, right through our hands. The chilling stage of tyranny is here. The window's closing fast, the end is near. Once the tyrant grips, he won't let go. This is the fight we can't afford to lose. You know.
20 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob. Thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Oh, as always. Hey, I wondered if Florida, it's against the law for felons to vote.
Right.
But it's not against the law to vote for a felon.
Good point. Yeah. Well, and Trump is a convicted felon, but I think he's probably
exactly
still voting in New York. I don't know.
I know he votes
by mail.
You know, I thought it was contradictory there. Anyway, you had a caller the other day called in from Tampa, Florida, another MNF listener, and said he was 75 years old. He couldn't get his COVID-19 shot.
Mm-hmm.
The shots are available. I'm 75 too, so your COVID-19 shots are available at CVS pharmacies, but you have to have the prescription from a doctor to get one. I just thought I'd say that it is available. My problem is, and I'm trying to run this down. My problem is you have to have a prescription from your pharmacist. Well, my pharmacist is the VA. And my primary doctor is the VA, and now I'm in a catch 22.
Do they answer to state law or federal law?
Exactly, they answer to federal law, but we're in the state of Florida. And I went by the VA the other day and asked them this question. They said they don't have an answer, and they will not have the COVID-19 vaccine. They don't have it yet, and they said, we don't know when or if we will get it.
Wow.
Okay. But my primary physician is a VA a doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm in a loophole here.
Well, he or she can write a prescription, right?
That's what I'm. You're a doctor. Why can't you write a prescription? But is it VA? I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Can they only prescribe what they have as far as their own medicine?
No, they could.
I don't know.
Any doctor who's licensed in the United States can write a prescription that can be filled in pretty much any state, as far as I know.
You would think that, but evidently I don't know that. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of all this.
Well, call your doctor.
When I get an answer, I have. I've gone right by their office, and they looked at me and said, we don't have an answer for you.
No, I ask your doctor to write a prescription for the COVID shot so that you can take to CVS.
Exactly. I did. Exactly.
And he said he wouldn't write it?
No, the doctor didn't say that. The administrator there at the VA said, we don't know what to do. We don't have any.
Well, here's what to do. Write the damn prescription.
That's my attitude. But anyway, if I'm trying to get to the bottom of all this, and as soon as I get an answer, I'll call you back and let you know.
Yeah, let me know, because I think you need to talk to your physician, one-on-one. Bob, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Good luck. Keep us up to date. Bob in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Bob, what's up?
So Tom, that's something hearing about the COVID shots. I went to try to get a COVID shot yesterday, and I was told, well, we don't have them in.
Yeah. Yeah, there's 16 states right now where you can't get a COVID shot.
Yes. Well, now that was at Kroger's. They have them here in Nashville at the Publix.
Mm-hmm. But, interesting.
But, well, as I told the lady where I was trying to get my shot, I can't believe that many, many years ago, I swept the floor here in Nashville for Bobby Kennedy Sr. Mm. And and here his son is trying to kill us all.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, in terms of the language that we use, Herr Goebbels convinced Hitler that, you know, whatever you do, you need to accuse others of doing it. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to stop talking about the deep state and start talking about the creep state that Mr. Trump is trying to cover up because he's such a part of it.
Explain.
And to that end, I think we should stop calling him President Trump and call him President Trumpstein. One, it will put his name in that, and it would drive him crazy.
Yeah, but Judaizing his name doesn't seem like a good idea to me. It almost sounds like an anti-Semitic slur.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the other thing is, are you familiar with a young singer named Jesse Wells?
I'm not. Name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, look him up on YouTube. His music is much like the things that you play. Mm-hmm. And he has a new song out today called Charlie. And it is the most thoughtful musical thing
about
that
Kirk?
I've heard about this about Kirk. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. I think you would enjoy it.
Hmm. Okay.
And I got to say, after 40 years of carrying mail, I really enjoyed the Jim Hightower thing about the post office.
Yeah.
Just so true.
Yeah. Jim Hightower his commentaries are not only biting, but they're usually funny.
Yes.
I mean, he just points out the absurdity of a lot of what goes on in this country, frankly, but particularly the stuff the Republicans are doing. Go ahead.
Well, music and humor get through better than anything. I appreciate the music that you put out on the air.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Bob. Good talking to you. 27 minutes past the hour. More of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend on the other side of the break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the Wellness Company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. and the medicines come from our pharmacy, which again is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
The latest USDA agriculture production report has come out, but one of the things that may be impacting it is the weather. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, is here to share why the weather may have an effect on what is seen in that report. We'll take a listen in right after this.
We want the cream of the crop. We want the cream of the crop. We want the cream of the crop.
There's a buzz on the field tonight. The dairy farming crowd is demanding Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. These fans know that growing Plenish high oleic soybeans for dairy rations can help farmers reduce ration costs while increasing milk fat content.
The cream of the crop rises to the top.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/feedplenish.
Now let's take a listen in to how the weather is affecting today's report.
Obviously, we've got a forecast that's turning on the warmer and drier side. Now, in our area, it's been pretty decent. Some moisture has been coming through. We have kind of dried out a little bit recently here. But you know, I was down through the southern part of the Corn Belt, Indiana, Illinois here a couple of weeks ago, and things are really dry. And this drier forecast is starting to show some drought issues popping up in the drought monitor maps. Now, obviously, what's that going to do? It's just going to speed this harvest to the finish line or get the crop to the finish line, excuse me. And that's going to be something we need to watch here.
John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, giving us the inside look on what we want from the weather heading into the harvest season. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Friday. A bit of a mix on the day with cash and new crop corn up 3 3/4 at 4.23 1/2, and cash and new crop soybeans are up 8 3/4 at 10.42 1/4. December wheat contracts are moving downwards 1 3/4 cents at 5.19 3/4. Class 3 milk is continuing losses with October contracts down 3 cents at 16.29 a hundredweight. And November contracts down 13 cents at 1618 a hundredweight. And remember to follow along with us to stay up to date on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm to wrap up the work week with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly prior to midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of 64. Mostly sunny Saturday, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 71.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about, we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply if you text Hartman to 511-511. ffrf.us/school.
Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome. He's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown. Turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game. But democracy's torch is losing its flame. Deportations rise.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to give you a rant here. This is kind of prompted by your recent onslaught of conservative callers from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They may be few, but I think they need to hear this because I want to dispel the myth that they believe they love America more than Democrats and liberals. And they need to understand what makes America stand out from all other countries in the world, what made us unique at the time, and what actually has made us continually great that we endured as long as we have. And that what defined us differently from all other countries at that time and still does today is our Constitution, and more principally, or more specifically, the principles of our Constitution. And those principles being a unique blend of limited government, separation of powers, individual rights, all enforced by an independent judiciary,
right,
written in a durable framework. It was unique at the time of its creation, and it was so admired by the world over the years that elements of it were copied by many other countries. So if you support this guy in the White House right now and have no issue on how he violates every letter of this document, you have no claim to say you love this country, because that document and its principles it espouses is how we became and have defined the country that we know as the United States of America. And now let me address those that insist they voted strictly for self-interest purposes. So it would be incorrect to label them as hateful. Well, the creature residing in the White House they voted for was because of, quote, and end quote, self-interest only, was an act of damning the lives of others along with the stature of the country for purely personal desires, which by definition is a display of a lack of empathy, which in itself is a component of hateful behavior. And then to say you didn't vote for him, but you enjoy reaping the tax benefits? Oh, come on. Why are you calling feeling offended for being called hateful if you didn't vote for him?
Yeah.
Finally, I personally have taken to eliminating these people in my circle, not only because they lack the ability to see the hypocrisy of their actions, but they also offend the generations that brought them into this world. My father, and like yours, well, although mine was actually in Europe. I know, I understand yours.
Yeah, mine went to Japan, but it was after the war.
Mine fought fascism. So if you support this orange bloated trash bag in the White House now, you're spitting not only on my father's memory, but on the fathers or grandfathers of many other people who fought in World War II.
You know, the Russians
were delusional.
I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Finish your thought.
Almost done. You'll know when I end. You cling to a delusional concept of a country you want, never realizing that everything you believe you are today is a result of the founding principles you are fighting against at the same time. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Got it, Mike. You know, the Russians refer to World War II. They don't call it World War II. They call it the war against fascism. And we should have been doing that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with calling it World War II, but I suspect that there are a couple of generations, recent generations of Americans, you know, since Reagan gutted our civics education and, you know, tried to defund our schools, we had the finest public school system in the world, literally, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then Reagan took a meat axe to it, cut education funding by 18% in his first year. But, you know, so we've got a bunch of young people who don't realize that we went to war against fascism. They just think, you know, we went to war against somebody who attacked us. And that, you know, calling it the war against fascism, the great war against fascism, kind of helps understand what fascism is, or it requires you to have some understanding of what fascism is. And once you understand what fascism is, you look around at what Trump is doing and you go, oh, so I get it now. So, Mike, great rant. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate the call. John in Washington, D.C. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. A previous caller mentioned JFK Jr.'s tragic crash where he and his wife and sister-in-law died. And I just wanted to give you the facts quickly on that.
Thank you.
They did recover the plane, and they determined that the cause of the crash was spatial disorientation and subsequent loss of control. JFK Jr. had recently purchased a more advanced airplane. He didn't have a lot of instrument time, so and the flight that they had planned left later than they had originally thought they were going to leave. They were going to fly visually, keeping up along the coast, and then fly across the ocean to Martha's Vineyard. The problem was, because they left later, the weather changed a little bit. But when they got over the ocean, the weather was clear. And to any pilot, they know that a clear night, black ocean, you can't tell one from the other.
That's right. Yeah. No, I'm a pilot, and I'm night certified, and I've flown a lot at night. And, you know, when you're over land and you can see all the lights, you know, below you, it's a whole lot easier. But I've flown over Lake Michigan. And you've got to keep an eye on your instruments, and you've got to trust your instruments. You can't trust your senses, because your senses will start to fool you.
And the sad part was, the plane was equipped with an autopilot,
which he could have used
if he'd turned it. And by the way, I have recreated that flight in my simulator at home with exactly the same weather conditions. When I got over the ocean, I flipped on the autopilot right to Martha's Vineyard.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. John, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. That was my recollection, was that he had been disoriented, you know, flying over the ocean. But I didn't know that they'd recovered the plane. I didn't really follow it that closely. But thank you. Appreciate the information. Rachel in Amherst, Massachusetts. Hey, Rachel, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Oh, excellent. But first, I just got to clarify one thing somebody, you or a caller a couple times calls ago, said about Russia's calling it World War II, the war against fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they refer to it as the Great Patriotic War, and which only started in 1941. Those 2 years they just don't like to talk about. Until recently, I think, like, throughout post-Soviet countries, ran like into that, and now most of them have no part of it, and Russia is just doubling down. That's just
And Russia is also claiming that their war against Ukraine is a war against fascism.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just going to go into that. But second thing, you do not need to defend Gavin Newsom. He is not smarter than you. He just has way less integrity. So he can run a big state, but
I don't know
doesn't
about
make
that.
Him a good person. So.
I, you know,
same with Ezra Klein and anybody else whitewashing Charlie Kirk. Now they don't have.
Yeah, it's kind of pathetic what Ezra Klein tried to do in the New York Times day before yesterday.
Yeah, actually, my big thing I wanted to let you know about is kind of exciting news here in Western Massachusetts. We've got a new congressional candidate named Jeremy Whalen, who is challenging Richie Neal in 1st District in Massachusetts. Richie Neal has been there since the 80s. He is the corporate cash personified. I guess he brings some money to the area so people are voting for him, but we're Bernie-crat country here and do not need that kind of center-right corporate representation, and so I'm volunteering with Jeremy's campaign, and it's really, really exciting stuff. And if anybody is in District 1 in Western Mass, tomorrow we are having a meetup at City Council. The City Hall in Springfield, Massachusetts, at noon, and just to go outside the Democratic Convention here. Pretty exciting stuff. I recommend check out his website. Jeremy Whalen. Let me make sure I have it written down properly. Whalen, Whalen, 4, Congress, MA.com. And it would be really cool, Tom, if you were able to platform him. I know that, like you have for other
Our policy is not to have primary candidates on unless I personally know them. But if he can win the primary, and God bless him.
That's going to be the hard part.
Yeah, but if he can win the primary, of course we'd be glad to put him on the air. Rachel, thanks for the heads up on that, and good luck, and good on you for getting out there and volunteering. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's an weekend. Your calls right after this. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
Your free ticket Friday keyword is season, S-E-A-S-O-N, season.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Trump's got his hands on the money. It's plain to see. From states to coins, it's a legacy.
Past the hour. Welcome back, Beverly in Beaumont, Texas. Hey, Beverly, what's up?
Yes, hello. Thank you for picking up on my call. I think we have an opportunity here to turn the Charlie Kirk story into around to empower the demand for all the Epstein files, because it seems, without being conspiratorial, just basically. Trump was desperate to blame the assassination on liberals, which turns out not to be the case. Warren Loomer
There are mixed reports, but Charlie Kirk was calling for the release of the Epstein files. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if you start seeing a little conspiracy theory on the right. You know, maybe they were trying to shut up Charlie because he wanted the Epstein files. I'm skeptical.
And it was Laura Loomer who was going after, Laura Loomer was going after him on exactly that, and she is deleting her files now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, FBI office in Utah was gutted the week before. But we don't have to, rest with anything that's conspiratorial. We can just go directly to something that is based and positive, and as you were earlier saying, something that could link at least 90% of the population is that to pick up on Kirk's demand for those Epstein files. Mm-hmm. Everybody take up that charge as a, you know, whether a potential for reason for his assassination or not. Carry on more strongly with that. And also, it's just so infuriating that Trump would try so hard to place the blame on liberals, but this would be a way to turn it around on him.
Be interesting to get the clips. I haven't seen them anywhere or heard them on television of Charlie Kirk calling for the release of the Epstein files. I'm surprised those clips have not gone more viral or more public, unless he never said it out loud. If he just shared it with people. I don't know the details of, I have read that he wanted the Epstein files out. I just don't know the details of how he wanted it done. Beverly, excellent point.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Very good.
Thanks for the call. Thanks to hear
Very
from
Very good.
Thank you. Sandra in Boston. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was calling because I wanted to tell you that our real problem, and I agree with caller maybe two callers ago, that hate is our problem. And I was glad to hear you mention recently that you think the racism problem is larger than you initially believed it to be. I think you mentioned 20% to now maybe 50. And I think that's an important thing to recognize. As I told you before, I'm from the deep blue state of Massachusetts, and we are steeped in racism. We mm-hmm. talked about the income inequality here. This is the state with busing. I remember. Busing. And as I was telling Mateo, it's really important that people understand how deep the problem is. After J6, I got uninvited to a protest rally because the caller said, you know, we have to get this minority of 18 to 24-year-old extremists. And I had to counter with, you know, these are, you know, on average, 40 to 50-year-old doctors, lawyers, active military, law enforcement. We need to get comfortable with the truth. And we also need to understand the path to that is, I was telling Mateo, if we taught things like the blue eye, green eye test that they give kids, I mean, you're very clear that, you know, kids understand fairness innately. Mm. And if we were to do that the way we do active shooter drills, we would start to tackle the problem. But what we tend to do is say, don't talk about politics at family gatherings, so we don't alienate each other.
Well, and those training, those racial sensitivity trainings, or discussions of inequality and things like that, unfairness, those are now considered DEI, and they're banned in schools.
There's a reason for that. I mean, DEI, which is I have lots of Republican friends, and they're very understanding. And I think the Republicans of your dad's era had integrity that we just don't have, even in both parties.
Yeah.
But we have to start to teach about hate, or we're always going to be grappling with the problem. And we can't compromise with it, Tom. Don't do that. That's how we ended Reconstruction. The Democrats cannot compromise on things like race, the border issue. Look what it's turned into.
I agree, Sandra.
And you were right.
I agree. Sandra, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, I got to run, but well said. Thank you so much. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So, how many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louise has been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. driving on pills, kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After taking a suspect into custody today, the investigation into the fatal killing of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk is still ongoing. The suspect, identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. The announcement comes after the FBI released images from surveillance cameras at Utah Valley University and video last night showing the suspect running across the rooftop and jumping off after the shooting. ABC's Catherine Falder says more.
It was really after that video was released that all of this started moving into motion. We were told by sources that, of course, while they had some names, they hadn't at that point identified somebody and didn't know where he was. And obviously were able to use the public to identify him and, of course, a family member, which we heard in that press conference.
FBI Director Kash Patel says there was an overwhelming public response and they received 11,000 leads. Patel says there's no indication anyone beyond Robinson was involved in the killing. This is ABC News.